Andy Warhol's Campbell soup cans, 32 paintings identical except for the flavor on the label, are on display at the Museum of Modern Art on Grand. Rebecca Morse is associate curator at MoCA.
It was first shown in Los Angeles in 1962, and it has not been shown here since that time, so it is coming home.
The 1962 LA show at the Ferris Gallery was Warhol's first solo exhibition, and the soup cans were the centerpiece.
It's perhaps a little bit unknown, its relationship to Los Angeles. I think he's a New York artist. He's best known in that region, and so for people to be able to kind of unfold that history and know that it's really a part of this city.
Morse says 2 hours or so is enough time to take in MoCA treasures, and while you're there, you might want to check out other museums, some free, that are within walking distance.
There's Red Cat, which is across the street, part of the Disney Hall complex. Also, the public library has a great exhibition space as well, and there are multiple galleries throughout downtown as well as in Chinatown.
Just down the street in Little Tokyo, the Japanese American National Museum is featuring the original art of a comic book icon, Stan Sakai. Maria Kwong is the curator for the Year of the Rabbit, Stan Sakai's Usagi Yojimbo.
It's sort of like the cowboy mythology that there's the good guy and the bad guy, and Usagi is definitely a good guy.
The Year of the Rabbit show features an interesting sidebar, Year of the Labbit. The curvy plastic bunnies were a design of American artist Frank Kozik. Kwong invited an array of artists to customize their own labbit. She says the finished pieces are pretty wild and varied.
One is called My Fair Labbit. It's been dipped in batter and fried on a stick. So it's like a corn dog.
On the outskirts of downtown, the Natural History Museum and Exposition Park is the dinosaur hub of the West. The new exhibit in the newly expanded Dinosaur Hall is packed with incredible specimens gathered by the museum's in-house Dinosaur Institute. Lead curator, world-renowned paleontologist Dr. Luis Chiappi, says the bones on display have been brought in from all around the world.
One is Thomas the T-Rex, one of the most complete Tyrannosaurus Rex in existence, that we collected between 03 and 05.
It had a long neck and then it had a long tail.
You'll want to wear comfortable shoes when you're heading to the Natural History Museum with 14,000 square feet. There's a lot of territory to cover. Lisa Osborne, KFWB on your corner.